As Atlantic staff writer Derek Thompson has reminded us, Elon Musk says a lot of things. And on Friday, he said he doesn't want to buy Twitter anymore. He said it was because of the number of spam bots on the platform. Twitter said, wait, you already said you were buying it, and we have a legally binding agreement. I'm paraphrasing, of course. So what happens next? Well, Derek Thompson joins us by Skype to talk about the breakup. Hi, Derek.
Hey, here.
Look, it's not as if Musk can say, I don't want to buy Twitter, and then he just doesn't have to, because he signed a merger agreement, and the company and Musk are likely headed to court in Delaware. But how is Twitter responding to Musk's, you know, asking for its ring back?
Right. Yeah, I think, as I said, Twitter is essentially like a jilted bride at the altar who has just heard from the groom that he wants to break up, and the Twitter can hold up a signed agreement from the city clerk saying, you break up with me here. I will see you in court. We are signed as being together in marriage. So the Twitter's chairman of the board, Brett Taylor, responded directly to Elon Musk on Twitter, saying that the board is committed to closing the transaction and that they're confident they're going to prevail in the Delaware Court of Chancery. Delaware Court of Chancery essentially adjudicates disputes between companies that are incorporated in Delaware, like Twitter. So that's where this is heading. There were a lot of headlines on Friday that said, oh, you know, Elon Musk terminates deal with Twitter. No, he did no such thing. Nothing is terminated when there is a signed document until a court decides it is terminated.
Yeah, and we can't read Musk's mind. Oof, that even... thinking about that. But do we think it's spam bots? I mean, you're supposed to do due diligence before you spend several billion on something to find out that it has spam bots.
Sure. Speaking personally, if I was going to spend $44 billion on something, I would hope to do a little bit of due diligence on it. Elon Musk seems to have done very little due diligence on Twitter. Now, he is worth a lot more than $44 billion. He was worth, before he signed this document, before the value of Tesla declined, more than $300 billion. But what's really important, I think, to remember is that even as Elon Musk is claiming that this is all about spam bots, on April 21st, Elon tweeted, quote, if our Twitter bid succeeds, we will defeat the spam bots or die trying, end quote. So this is not someone who was utterly naive to the issue of spam bots. This is someone who said, in buying Twitter, I'm buying Twitter to defeat the spam bots. And now he's bought Twitter, he's looking at the spam bots, and he's apparently saying, no, I don't want to buy it because of the number of spam bots. It doesn't make any sense. This is clearly about something else. And that something else is he's a lot poorer than he was in April, and Twitter is a lot cheaper in terms of its actual market cap, not lofted by Elon's offer, than it was in April or March as well. So this is, for now, a bad deal, and he's trying to wriggle out of it.
By the way, for those people who have been saying for the past several minutes, what's a spam bot, briefly?
Sure. A spam bot is a false account, right? So I am on Twitter. I'm not a spam bot. I'm a human being, I hope. There are other accounts, however, on Twitter that are either algorithmic or otherwise false accounts. And so we call them spam bots. They don't represent actual humans in their actual names.
Yeah. So how could this end?
I think there's three ways that this ends. I walked it through on my podcast, Plain English, where I basically said, look, there's three ways this ends. Number one is Twitter caves and essentially gives Elon Musk everything that he wants. I think that's very unlikely because, again, there is a signed merger agreement. Number two, they go to court. That seems to be where this is going to end. And Elon Musk wins. Elon Musk wins, and he's able to wriggle out of this deal, paying either $0 or something close to $0 for him, which is like $1 billion. That's currently the penalty that he might face, which is a lot for the average person, but not necessarily a lot for somebody who's worth $233 billion. And the last option that I look at is that they go to court and Twitter wins in a landslide. Discovery is massively embarrassing for Musk. He has to fund the rest of this equity commitment. He has to sell Tesla stock in order to do it. It's embarrassing for him. He ends up as the proud or not so proud owner of a company he doesn't even want. That seems, as bizarre as it is, to be potentially the most likely outcome, either that Twitter massively cuts him a deal, which they are in no position to have to do, or that Elon finds himself the unwitting owner of a company he no longer is interested in owning.
Well, and just in the minute and a half we have, why do we care?
Well, we care for a couple of reasons. I think that Twitter, I mean, look, Twitter and Elon Musk are interesting. And the reason they're interesting isn't just for the same reason that any, say, celebrity is interesting. That is to say, they're famous. They're interesting because they're also important with a capital I. Elon Musk is the CEO of what is still one of the most valuable car companies in the world. His rocket company is basically NASA when it comes to technology. He's a really important businessman. He wanted to buy, or no longer appears to want to buy, Twitter which is, as I've called it, the straw that stirs the drink of political discourse. Twitter is incredibly influential, even for people who aren't on it, because a lot of influential people are on it, and a lot of discourse ideas and ideologies are settled there. So it's very important what happens to Twitter, and it's also somewhat important what Elon Musk does next. And so for those reasons, I think we should be looking at this case with a little bit of whimsy, but also with a little bit of seriousness as well.
Yeah. Derek Thompson, staff writer for The Atlantic. Derek, thanks as always.
Thank you.